This morning, I want to acknowledge, or want you to acknowledge, the goodness of God. Yes. And prepare your heart. We're going to do a confession, then we're going to pray, and then I have some prophetical word that God have given me for the body of Christ that I want to share. Some 35 years ago, or 40 years, I met a pastor who was pastoring a great church, and there's two things that we need to come back to. The Bible. We're going to make confession over this Bible. I heard him make this confession, not over our iPhone or a iPad, the Bible. And so as an apostle of Jesus Christ and the pastor of this church, I want to bring my members back to their Bibles. Secondly, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm over many churches and the pastors of LTMA. I want you to dress properly. I want you to dress when you address in the Word of God. I think men and women of God need to dress properly. It's a dignified position. We just can't wear no little shirt and little T-shirt. I think we should dress when we minister the Word of God. As an apostle, I'm just speaking out about these two things. The Bible, we need to keep people back to their Bible, and we need to keep people properly dressed. And so this pastor is going home to be with the Lord, but he had such a powerful introduction to the Bible, and I want you to say it with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
And I want you to think about what you're saying now. I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
Listen, I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. Wait a minute, hold on now. Y'all got your Bibles? Y'all at home? Get your Bibles. Find a Bible, please. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive.
I will never be the same.
I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you as we hold your word up this morning. We know we need three things. We need faith, we need the anointing, and we need to yield to the glory in this service. There are some things you want to say to your people here in Darrow and around the world. And we're thankful as we yield this morning that your word will come alive in our hearts, and manifestation and demonstration will come in our lives to give you glory. We praise you for it. If you open your word, let your word speak to us in special ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 58. We're going to deal with turning on the light of health in the body of Christ. Turning on the light, L-I-G-H-T, of help in the body of Christ. Prior to reading the text, let me get you ready. When the text comes, it can be such an opening to you. Let me say some things. You're at Isaiah 58. We have walked in the darkness about God's divine help so long. But the day has come to you that you know how to walk in the revelation of health in God's word. That's another. Very little is known about health, because so much is preached about healing. But what do you do after you are healed? That is what the Lord want to talk about today. That's what the Lord won't talk about today. Your health. And I was praying, and the Lord says, this is from the Lord, thus said the Lord, as we said in the introduction, unquenchable help is flowing from the cross of Christ. Not to be denied by any sickness or disease. You heard that? The time has come where men will have to ask you why you so healthy and happy.
Wow.
Undeniable miracles will begin to manifest health because today your faith is being moved to another level. The Lord is speaking and you are hearing, and the desires of his heart and your heart are becoming one at this hour. Help, wisdom, help, grace, help, mercy, and help, faith are moving in the same direction. Now put your body under their protection. Thus said the Lord. Then he spoke to me right before I come out today to preach on his health. Next to eternal life is divine health. Let that set in you. Next to eternal life is divine health. That's how important health is while you're making this journey on earth. You have eternal life. You know you're going to heaven. But health, divine health, is the next thing to eternal life.
Yes,
and the Lord said to tell you, let me do it. And I will bring you there. Let me do it. I will bring you there. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Then should our light break forth as the morning. See, we're talking about light, turning the light on. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. Other words, the darkness, the disease, and the sickness, especially in the body of Christ, the Lord want to break a light in that darkness.
Yes, sir.
And the light is beyond healing.
Yes, sir.
It's a light of health. It's a light of expecting health, not expecting healing. Expecting not to be sick, expecting not to have disease. Are you following me? Now, it is possible because it's in the Word. Watch what he said. Watch what he said. And he's going to say some more things. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine help. And I want you to notice the word shall. That means I don't have to ask anybody any permission for this.
Yes, sir.
Your help, you can demand help.
Yes, sir.
Because of what Christ did for you on the cross.
Yes, sir.
And thine help shall spring forth speedily. What is it?
Thy help shall bring forth speedily.
Now notice, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. So as I walk, the right of help stand before me all the time.
Yes, sir.
I'm walking in help.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I have the divine right to travel through this sick sin world.
Yes, sir.
With righteousness before me.
Yes, sir.
Demons on every side of sickness and disease, doubt, the world system, demonical power. But because I'm the righteousness of God,
yes,
every step I make, my right to be healthy is right before me. I'm walking in the righteousness of health.
Yes,
you brought your shouting glory?
Yes, sir.
And thy righteousness shall go before thee. That you have a right to be healthy no matter what disease come out, right?
Yes, sir.
But look what he said at the end of this verse. The glory of the Lord shall be thy re-reward. Now that word re-reward is that he going to take care of your rear end.
Yes, sir.
He got your back. God, so he got your righteousness in the front and glory in the back.
Yes,
How you can't be healthy with that? Yeah. Righteousness in the front. I'm walking in righteousness and glory blowing on my back. Yes, see, that's what he don't want us to know. That's what he sent me here to show you. We're going to turn the light on today. Yes, see, righteousness. Look, let me go over this verse again. Let's go over this verse again. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. What? May the health, light, and life be given to you today. There's a light. That light is in his word. That light is coming to your house today. That light is coming to your car today. That light is coming to your body right now. The light of health coming from God in all of this darkness about sickness and disease and substitute for the substance. Not only are you going to be healed, but your expectation, your confidence, your access going to be held from this day forward. Turn on the light of health in the body of Christ. Not just healing, not just praying about getting well. No, the light of health cometh on right now all over the world in the name of Jesus. The light of health. Not only that, may suddenly, immediately, straightway, you step into the reality of God-given gift of health. Suddenly, immediately, see what he said? And your health shall spring forth how? Speedily. You don't have to wait 19 years. Your health is here right now. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
The next stage in this text, may your life become enfolded in the righteousness of your health. See, you have to know it's your right. You have to know it's your divine right. You have to have a revelation, a reality, a ram of word on this. You can't be guessing about this because there's been so much darkness around health that we're trying to do it ourselves. But it's a gift from God. We have to lay on this word. Get back into the Bible. Yeah, reading all these self-help books and all these nutrition books. Get back in the Bible. Hear what God said. Thus said the Lord, you are a healthy person. My righteousness producing health in your body. Yeah. I got you in a righteousness funnel. Yeah, well, my health going round and round you. Be healed and walk in health. Notice how you spell health. Notice how health is spelled. Notice how health, H-E-A-L, then he said, now, I'm picking somewhere else now. All right, you got your healing now. Let's go somewhere. Let's go to T-H. Yeah. I mean, it's just simple. It's simple, but when are we going to get the T-H? Yeah. See, you can't change health into healing.
Come on,
you got to change healing into health.
Yeah.
And so, by not believing that, we were carrying things we shouldn't carry. Lay aside every weight and sin. Sickness and disease is a sin.
Yes, sir.
It comes from Satan.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to have it.
Yes, sir. I don't have to have it.
You got a light. You got righteousness. What? You got the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
Wow. The glory of God. So may the glory of God cover you that sickness and disease cannot step up on you from behind.
Wow.
See, he said, see, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. In other words, the glory of God protect you that sickness and disease cannot sneak up on you. Are you here with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go. I need to read a little more. All right. The eighth verse. You got the eighth verse?
Yes, sir.
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. I want you to notice the word shall, and I want you to notice the word thy in that verse. This is personal. The person next to you might not want to go this far.
Come on,
you have to know this morning, you who I'm speaking to,
yes,
that I want you from now on, I want you believing God and thanking God for your health. I don't care what your body is saying. Your body don't run thing. Your spirit run thing. And your connection with God. And you tell that body what's going to happen to it. I don't care how long you've been carrying it, because the body of Christ have not been believing for health. You've been believing for healing.
Yes, sir.
Now tell me I'm telling the truth. You've been believing for healing, and all you've been hearing was preachers healing, 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 healing. Who going to preach about health?
Yes,
sir.
Wow.
Time to be whole.
Time to be whole.
Yeah, time to be whole. All right. Now, then look at verse 9. Then shall you thou call, and the Lord shall answer, right? Uh-huh. Thou shalt cry, in verse 9, uh-huh. and he shall say, here I am. Uh-huh. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, they're putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. Yeah. See, stop saying all that stuff. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hunger and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fit thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water fail not.
Yeah.
And they shall be... And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt rise up the foundation of many generations. Come on. And thou shalt be called. Oh, my God. Look at the end of verse 12.
Yes, sir.
The repairer of the breach. The restorer of paths to their well end. Restoring health. That's what we're doing. It's just this generation. If y'all listen to me, this is exactly what's going to happen if we listen right. All right, turn to a Psalm 107. I want to look at something here. Psalm 107. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 107. We'll see something here that's going to help us along this line.
Yes,
glory to God.
Glory to
God. May the anointing get stronger than the glory fall. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 107. Whew. Thank you, Father. Now, how are we going to do with this verse? Here's a verse we're coming up on. Psalm 107, verse 20. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do with this? Uh-huh. He sent his word.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. And healed them.
Uh-huh.
And delivered them from their destructions. Some writers say from an early grave.
Uh-huh.
He sent his word, right?
Yes.
What he sent?
His word.
What he did? And healed them, right?
Yes, sir.
If he healed them, what happened then?
Health,
all right? And delivered them from their destruction. You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's really deal with this now. We got all of these promises. We saw with God's word. Go to Proverbs chapter 4. Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 4. If you don't get this, you want to be sick.
Yeah.
And when you want something, nobody can help you.
Yes,
you know, some people don't augur for your sickness.
Wow.
Don't augur to keep it. My Lord. Listen, that's why we made that confession about the word of God. We're going to hear the word of God this morning. All right. In Proverbs chapter 4 now, based with Isaiah 58:8, Psalm 107, verse 20. Now we're going to another text. We've got three texts this moment. We're going to another text. All of them saying the same thing in different ways. And then they're telling you how it's done. All right? In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it says, my son, are you a son? Are you a daughter? What's the next thing?
Attend
to my what?
Word.
What Psalm 107 said just now in verse 20?
He sent his word.
To heal us, right?
Yes, sir.
That's health, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, then he says, after that, after you receive your health, after you receive my word, incline thy ear unto my saying. I'm going to keep talking to you.
Yeah.
Because the enemy going to attack you. And he's going to try to tell you something different, and your body going to feel different. But you keep attending to my word, because my word is medicine to your body. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let me keep talking to you. Then he says, let them not depart from thy eyes. My word. Keep them where? In the midst of thine heart. Now, I can get in a situation here now because he's saying, see, sickness and disease first come through your soul.
Yes, sir.
And so if you keep your word, if you keep your soul saturated, renewed with truth, sickness and disease, when it come, it's going to meet God.
That's good.
Keep them in the midst of thine soul. Keep them in the midst of thy mind. Keep those words in the midst of your imagination. Keep them in the midst of your conscience. Keep my words in the midst of everything.
Yeah.
For they are life unto those that find them. Verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them. For they are life unto those that find them. For they are life to those that find them. Not a word not lost. You hear me? The word is not lost. For their life unto those. We lost the word of health in healing.
Wow.
And I don't expect to keep laying hand on you. You come up here every year. Pray for me. Lay a hand on me. No, you ought to be walking in health by now, or you ought to know how to fight.
Or you ought
to know how to call help that be not as though it was.
Yes.
You didn't hear that.
Yes.
You ought to be able to call help that be not in your body. See, health already exists. You caught it because you have faith to know that I'm healed and I'm walking in health.
Yes,
the body of Christ cannot walk in health. Because very little have been taught about health. Everything is about healing. I'm not putting nobody down. I've been in a number.
Yes, sir.
But the day has come when we're dealing with pandemics and we're dealing with people wearing masks all over the world, somebody needs to know something about health.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody needs to know that God can build a strong immune system that can deal with any kind of pandemic ever come up. And I don't believe this is the last one. So I'm trying to get you ready for it because this pandemic not affecting people who are healthy. It's affecting people who got something already wrong with their body. So if your body was healthy, the hell with this pandemic. It can't mess with you because you got a healthy immune system. And God expects for his people to be healthy. They want to criticize the president. The president ain't brought this here. The devil brought it here. For their life, verse 22, for their life unto those that find them, and what?
Health
to how much?
All.
To all their flesh. All diseases in any part of anybody's flesh this morning. I come against it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and based on God's word, not on Leroy's words, on God's word, health come to all your flesh right here this morning. Miracles, signs, and wonders are going to hit bodies all over the world this morning because of God's word. The word is real.
Yes.
Notice verse 23.
Yes.
Notice verse 23. Keep thine heart with all diligence.
Uh-huh.
Why? For out of it are the issues of life.
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. Health is an issue of the God kind of life.
Wow.
I want to argue with you a little bit this morning. We just as well. Man trying to do health his own way and he can't. You can't do health. Health got to come from God. A lot of places are named health places, but actually what they're doing is just treating sickness. I'm talking about God now. I'm talking about the great physician. We're talking about his word. There's such a health failure going on without fully receiving God-given instruction. Lord, is it now? I got to read it again now. There's such a health failure going on without fully receiving God's instruction. Go back to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, health instruction. Health instruction. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. See, that's instruction now. Let them not depart from thine eye. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them. And what? Health to all their flesh. Say it three times. Health to all their flesh. Say it again. Health to all their flesh. Health to all my flesh. Health to all my flesh. Health to all my flesh. You never said it that many times. Neither one of us. Help. God's word is health to all my flesh. Say it. Come on, put your hand on your body. God help. God's word is help to all my flesh. See it? Huh? That's a divine right we have.
Yes,
All right? Please let God's Spirit, through His Word, open your eyes to the world of help He has provided for you. Open your eyes to the world of help He has provided for you. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
He provided a world of help for me.
Yes,
sir. Glory to God. A whole, I mean, God, and it's not highly populated. The world of help is not highly populated because many in the body of Christ know nothing about help.
Yes, sir.
But we're about to populate.
Yes, sir. Yes.
God's world of help.
Yes, sir.
We want men and women to ask us, why are you so healthy? Why are you so happy?
Yes.
Why you look so young? Because it's God have done it for me.
Yes, yes,
all over the body of Christ, men and women who love God, been struggling with sickness and disease and
yes,
taking much medicine and trying to do everything they can do to get their health straight. Well, I'm telling you, keep on taking your medicine, but I come to bring you some more medicine.
Yes.
I come to bring you a prescription.
Yes.
Out of the Word of God.
Yes.
A prescription that never failed.
Yes.
A prescription that healed everybody that took this prescription.
Yes.
My son, attend to my word.
Yes.
Incline thy ear to my saying.
Yes.
Take a dose of that right quick.
Yes.
For it's health to your flesh, to all your flesh. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. Step by step.
Yes.
You're about to receive the help that God, through His Son on the cross, has already paid for. And made proper arrangement for you to receive by faith. Let me give that to you again now. Step by step, you're about to receive the help that God, through His Son on the cross, has already paid for and made proper arrangement for you to receive by faith. Receive by faith. Stop. Now, I want you to get this. Stop being deceived. Only believe and receive through abundance, through obedience to the revelation of health. Let me give it again. Stop being deceived. Only believe and receive through obedience to the revelation of health. Some other things I got to get out before I leave. Again, I want to return to Genesis 43:28. Very little is known about health, faith, because so much is preached about healing. But what do you do after you are healed? That is what the Lord wants to talk about today. And they answered, thy servant, our father, is in what? Good health. Asked them boys about his father. The father had a good age on him. So see, how the old man doing? You know? And they answered, thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive. And they bowed their head, and made obeisance. But he said he's in good health. 2 Samuel chapter 20. 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 9. 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 9. And Joab said to Amasa, are thou in health? Are thou in health, my brother? That's my question this morning. Are thou in health, my brother? Are thou in health, my sister? You have a divine right to be in health because of our man text. Let me go back to it. Isaiah 58. You have a divine right to be in health. Or die in health. Look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 8. Give you enough information to go over, meditate, and activate and access your health. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
Nobody say it. It shall be health.
Yes, sir.
No doubt about it. Nothing can stop it.
No doubt about it.
Nothing can stop it. Your health is flowing in that room where you are sitting this morning. See, I got to, my job is to preach it. My job is not to make it come to pass. It's your faith in God. All right, let's go to another. Well, he said, go back to Proverbs 4:20 again. My son, attend to my word, incline my ear to my saying. Then he said, for the health of all thy flesh. See, we keep talking about health.
Yes, sir.
Look in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18, 12b, but I'll read the whole verse. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword. Huh? Proverbs 12, 18. I'm going to give you time to find that. Who see it?
Yes, sir, I see it?
Let's all read the last part. But the tongue of the wise is health. Come on, I'm going to give you some more because I got to bring you closely to what God. Jeremiah 30:17. I'm not going to preach long this morning. I got to preach all this week. I'm almost a half hour now. I'll be closing in a few minutes. Turning the light of health on in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
We're not going to walk in darkness no more. No. God, divine health belong to me. Say it.
God's divine health belongs to me.
Now, I know some of you been trying to keep your bodies going and been trying to treat things, and that's the proper thing to do. But you don't supposed to be treating things all your life. All right. We know the enemy, he'll attack us. He'll attack our bodies. He'll attack all our bodies. But if you know the truth and know how to get yourself set free, it'll set you free. That's all I'm saying. Are you following me? Look at Jeremiah 30:17. You got your child clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Hear what God said years ago. For I will restore health. Somebody get up and dance.
Yes, sir.
We're going to dance. Y'all got to dance at the house. Dance a little bit because your health being restored while you're dancing. I will restore health unto thee. Lord, thank you. You're restoring my health right now. Lord, thank you all over the world. You're restoring health to people all over the world in Jesus' name. Now listen to this voice. For I will restore health, and underline in your Bible, unto thee. For I will restore health unto thee. And I will heal thee of thy wounds. Don't care what it is. Says the Lord. Who said it?
The Lord.
Because they call thee an outcast. See, that's what they're doing now.
Yes,
saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. You see what they're saying? They're saying that you talking about you know the Lord and y'all got church and dancing on, y'all sick as us.
Come on, sir.
See it? But we got a revelation. For I will restore health. For I will restore health unto thee. It's personal, my sister. It's personal, my brother. If somebody else don't receive it, even in your family, that's all right. Take the word of God and say, God is restoring health in my body right now. Pain, you got to leave.
Hallelujah.
Somebody down through the years, it was asking the scripture, who report you going to believe? God, I believe the report of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good health. Health to all thy flesh.
Yes, sir.
When somebody asks you from this day forward, are you in health? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but your left leg hurt. Don't make no difference.
Yes, sir.
I'm in health. Well and blessed.
Well and blessed.
See, you don't answer by the attack. You answer by the answer. That God have given me help no matter what else show up. I deny. I'm a healthy man. I'm a healthy woman. I'm talking about the women. I'm not talking about me.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got to watch now. You can't say what we used to could say. No, I'm a man. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33:6. Jeremiah 33:6. My God. Behold. Man, he's saying this over and over again. I will bring in health. Wait a minute, Lord. What else you got there? Oh, I will bring in health. Oh, he said something else. And cure. Whatever is not health in your body this morning, I am bringing cure to it. I cure cancer. I cure diabetes. I cure high blood pressure. I bring cure to it. My word, I sent my word to cure cancer. I sent my word to cure diabetes. I sent my word to cure high blood pressure. I sent my word to cure. Yeah. Yes. Look what he said next. Uh-huh. And I will cure them. And will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm cured. Because God's word says so. Huh? Huh? My Lord, I could preach all day long here. Deliver you from the destruction. Look, I'm going to look at some more scriptures here. Look at John 5. Put it in your note. John 5:38-40. John 5. Let me look at 38. Look at John 5:38. I know I'm going to use about 35 scriptures more. John 5:38. John 5:38. John Gospel. Uh-huh. And you have not his word abiding in you from whom he have sent. Him you believe not. So you got to get away from that. Give me the 39th verse. You believe not. Search the scripture. Uh-huh. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. I'm your healer. I'm your life. You're trying to take the Bible without me.
Wow.
You quoting scriptures, but you're not the word is not becoming me. I need the word to become me. I need the word to become Jesus. You see what I'm saying? You see, you search the scripture, for in them you think you have help.
Wow.
And there they was testify of me. This is about me. This is not about this book. I tell you what, I look at the translators in our text in Isaiah 58:8. And you know, most of them translate that word held into healing. They don't have the revelation. So when they're translating it, they're translated into being healed. Because they don't understand that health is just as real in the Bible as healing is.
Yes, sir.
And when I was studying, every one I went to,